Well, we have checked in on the effects the December freezes have had on our veggie crops, but now Gene McAvoy with Hendry County Extension gives us an update on citrus, which didn't get hit quite as hard as the vegetables.
But definitely have some damage to the crop, to the young trees. Some fruit was actually frozen.
McAvoy says at this point the losses to citrus is difficult to judge, but he's predicting about
20-30%, maybe a little more, a little less.
The total losses won't be able to be assessed until the fruit is brought into the juicing plant.
You know, if you take an orange and freeze it today and manage to harvest it tomorrow and run it through the plant, you probably won't lose very much. But you take that same orange, freeze it, and if it doesn't get through the plant for a week, 10 days, you start to lose juice. If it's a longer period of time, it might actually spoil and be rejected at the juice plant.
McAvoy says the same is true for another one of our specialty crops, sugarcane.
Our sugarcane 100% dead. It's not going to grow anymore, so it's not going to put any more sugar into the stalk. And the same is true there as with citrus. The faster you harvest it, the less loss you have. The longer it takes, the more loss of sugar you have in those stalks that are standing.
And after the three freezes, many may be welcoming this warm-up. But McAvoy says,
if we get into some warm weather, the cane could actually spoil and not be processed at all.
And McAvoy notes that's where the emergency order lifting the weight restrictions in order to transport freeze-vulnerable crops comes into play.
To try to move as much product as you can through the sugar mill and the juice plant as quickly as possible. And, you know, again, there's a physical limit to that. Even with the trucking restriction waived, that mill is only designed, or that juice plant is only designed to process so many, units a day. And once you hit that limit, it can't really go any faster.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.